This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. About 100 protesters rallied in Walsenburg Friday against the possibility that an unused prison there could be used to detain immigrants. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
The Huerfano County Correctional Facility has been closed for 15 years. It recently showed up on an Immigration and Customs Enforcement list, a list of possible facilities to repurpose for housing ICE inmates awaiting deportation. Protester Heather Mayo came here from Pueblo. She calls immigration detentions inhumane.
They have children. They're taking people away from their workplace. That means they're working there.
Huerfano County has one of the highest unemployment rates in the state. Local leaders have suggested opening the ICE facility could bring much-needed jobs. In Walsenburg, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Union workers in Colorado were protesting the Department of Veterans Affairs' decision to end union protections for more than three-quarters of its workforce. Bernard Humbles is a mental health counselor who demonstrated outside the VA Medical Center in Aurora Friday.
We believe the ultimate goal for VA management is to make us non-bargaining union employees so they can contract out the whole VA and they can fire us on the spot.
Another protest is planned for Grand Junction. COVID-19 is showing up more in Colorado. This week, 17 of 20 utilities report increasing COVID in wastewater, and the rate of positive tests is now in double digits. It hasn't been this high in almost a year. It's Weekend Edition on CPR News and KRCC.